This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The plan to vaccinate Massachusetts against the coronavirus faces a new challenge starting this morning. Roughly 1 million residents become eligible, which is just a little more than the total number of people who've received at least one vaccine dose so far. Joining us to explain this stage of the massive undertaking is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's roll this out as the state rolls it out. At 8 o'clock this morning, vaccines are available for residents 65 years and older. The threshold has been 75 and older. Who else becomes eligible today?
Well, the other big category, Bob, is people with at least two medical conditions that make it more likely they would have a serious case of COVID if they get infected. There are 12 conditions on this list. They include things like cancer, smoking, diabetes, and asthma. The state is largely adopting the CDC's list of confirmed risks.
All right, and obesity is also on that list. So, Martha, will people be able to tell easily if they're eligible?
Well, let's take obesity, for example, Bob. Eligibility is based on your body mass index, so someone who is overweight will need to calculate what's known as their BMI. For asthma, the criteria is moderate to severe, but moderate to one doctor or patient, you know, might be considered mild to another. And with cancer, people in treatment definitely qualify, but what about people in remission? That's not really spelled out. So in practical terms, it will really be up to the patient, perhaps with guidance from their doctor, to decide if they're eligible.
So are people who want a vaccine going to have to prove eligibility? Will they have to have a piece of paper?
No, when you book an appointment online, you will sign a form attesting to the fact that you qualify. Now, you can print that form out and bring it in with you, but you do not have to have it, and you don't have to have a letter from your doctor or nurse practitioner. In fact, many say they will not be providing such letters. Dr. Chris Andreoli, he's with Atrius Health, the state's largest independent physicians group. He says no one is going to check a medical record for proof.
We're not looking to heavily police or restrict people. We want to enable them to do the right thing and schedule at the appropriate time and to schedule at the easiest and most convenient and most readily available place possible.
And Bob, even if someone was checking a medical record, it may not prove anything. Now, for example, smokers are eligible. It's whether you've smoked now or in the past, but there may not be a record of you having smoked if you quit years ago.
Okay, so Martha, we're moving into the middle of phase two today, and then next up, essential workers, then people with one high-risk medical condition before we get to the general public. What's the timing on all that?
Well, Governor Baker said it could take a month or more to cover the group that starts today, this million people who become eligible today. That's based on current vaccine deliveries, and the governor says we just have to be patient.
And believe me, we all know this sounds like a long time, but the demand is so much greater than the supply that we're getting at this point in time.
Now, Bob, the group that becomes eligible next, after the group we're talking about today, that's essential workers. And we don't know if it'll be a month before teachers and many other people in that category can get vaccinated. A lot also depends on how many people in the group that starts today actually want the shots.
All right, so let's talk about today a little bit. What are we expecting?
Well, some people said that appointments were already going online last night, but the governor said that today, starting around 8, about 70,000 appointments would be available online. So this is going to be a big test of the state's vaccination website and all of the sites that are attached. Now, not everyone will be hopping on right away. Some newly eligible folks say they're going to wait for lots of reasons. Suzanne Walsh from Norwell, she says she's just not going out much these days, and she wants to hold off until she can get vaccinated in someplace familiar, like her doctor's office.
Because I feel that these mass centers are too congested. They're super spreaders. People are not keeping their distance.
But Bob, Joyce Anderson from Brockton says she's going to try to sign up right away.
We all have to do what we can to get this pandemic under control and take care of each other. That's the most important thing.
So we'll see how it goes.
I guess so. We'll see if there's a big rush at 8 o'clock this morning and how it goes. WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bob.
For more on the different stages of the state's vaccine rollout, as well as for a link to the vaccine appointment website, go to our website, WBUR.org.